teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
This morning, by the grace of God, we want to look at a process. And let me warn ahead of time, it will not leave you where it's going to meet you. In the name of Jesus. Come on, scriptures. May God is up to something. Overnight, I saw a big shift. I did. You know, the kind of thing that when you discover, you say, I know this stuff. I mean, I think of this stuff. And I've had great preachers preach on this stuff. I've been greatly blessed. So you begin to ask yourself, okay. But the word of God is ever new. So this morning I want us to take our scriptures, beginning from Genesis chapter 1. Father, take all the glory in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, take all the glory, take all the glory, take all the glory as I break every barrier now in the name of Jesus. I release liberty in the spirit. Understanding, Marka Shalaba, in the name of Jesus. We say take all the glory in Jesus' name. Genesis chapter 1, we take it from verse 1. What hit me there was the same phrase you are reading, I'm reading. In the beginning. Hallelujah. Shall we read together? In the beginning. Look, even before God. In the beginning. What does that mean to you? In the beginning. That means there was nothing. So in the beginning, in the beginning, God. So let's take it separately. In the beginning, God. So in the beginning, there was nothing, there was no one, there was no reference. But there was God. Something is shifting today. In the name of Jesus. In the beginning, God. So even if you want to make another choice or do another option, what's your reference? And the amazing thing is that it's a creature now that is questioning in the beginning God. When he was nowhere to be found. It's the creatures now today that will say, I am going to do this. Who are you? What? You are making yourself God. Can't you see you're in trouble? How can you control what you don't know? A little knowledge of occultism. You think you are the creator of the earth. In the beginning, God. Put it there for me. So what did he do? Come on. What, are you afraid? What did he do? So if that's all I give to you. So I say, what do you understand by this God? Is he creating God. That's all. In the beginning, God created. That's what he does. Hey, in the beginning, God created. What did he create? Really? So he created the heavens. He created the earth. In the beginning, somebody tried to explain it. He says, that's the chief. That's the source. Beyond that, there's nothing. In fact, you can't think. In fact, beyond that, your reasoning is dead. What are you up to? You want to reason out God because he gave you ability to think? He is the beginning. I'm talking spirit. In the beginning, God created. So you can come up with anything that God does. He's a creator. He's the creator. And he created the heavens and the earth. So what are you bragging with that God didn't create? What are you scared of that God cannot handle? It is indeed those who know their God that will be strong and do exploits. Anybody can explain scripture the way they want. That's their business. When the Holy Ghost opens your eyes, you see. It's not academics. It's not psychology. It's not analysis. It's not even exegesis. So God is the creator. He created the heavens and the earth. I'll give you another scripture quickly. In the beginning, you find it again in the book of John. Chapter 1 and verse 1. But let me drop some comments as I go. Why would John have such an access? You want to hear me? Intimacy. So don't think it's impossible. It's up to you and I. It's up to those of us living today. In the beginning. John 1, 1. Come on, quickly help me. In the beginning was what? See the way I approached it. I thought in the beginning was God. Yeah. Okay, let me read on. So he says in the beginning was the Word. The Word. The Word. Now I understand. He said, what do you understand? Because his approach to this same beginning, but Moses, by inspiration, just talked about God. When he said God, the reference to God there is Elohim. God in the plural. They mean that many gods. I look for the best way to use, like when you use a Yoruba language for respect, but it's a little more than that. Some African language, I say you. When there are three, they say you we use to show that it's plural. And when it's respect, use the same you for one person. It's because of, yeah. But it's different. Different says that he was talking of God in the plural. But who was God really? As we later began to understand, who was God? It was God. God was one and God is one. But God reveals himself in three ways for you to understand he's the one. He's the Father. He's the Son. He's the Spirit. For different things he wants to achieve with you and I. Yeah. But let's go. So in the beginning was the Word was with God. So he's come to God. Okay. But you see, the Word was God. So God himself was in the beginning. He was the one in the beginning. He was the Word. So why that approach? Because he was coming there through God the Son. So I'm talking of the same God. But see, I'm approaching him as Jesus. Moses was just him as Father. The same one. Was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead. He was in the beginning. In the beginning with God. That is strange. You may not understand that. Let's look at this from antiquity. You see what it means. Go to, give me one and two in antiquity. In the very beginning, hallelujah, the living expression, there will never be an expression on earth. Never. The expression of the future, what God will present you to the world, is yet to be known. Times are coming when they say, is he the same person? But he's been settled. In the very beginning, the living expression was already there, but nobody could see. Who will see? Who has been created? Next slide. And the living expression was God. Can you see? And I say it again. He had this privilege by intimacy. So suffice to pass it here. And the living expression was with God. Yet, fully. Somebody talk to me. Yet, fully. And the living expression was with God. Yet, fully God. Don't you ever write yourself off by your disappointment. Don't you ever write yourself off by your afflictions. It is they that know. And the expression was with God, yet fully God. They were what? Come on, everybody, I want to hear it from top there. How? Eye level. The same God. You find that expression in man and his wife. Let's wait for him. A help, not mate. That's what many people read. Help mate, M-A-T, lie. Say help mate, M-E-T. The one that is equal. Commensurate. Eyeball to eyeball. So, the same, what he was trying to say is, the same person, not two. They were together face to face in the very beginning. Right. So what I'm establishing there is that God creates. Hello. Hello. Can I ask a question? If you have a problem with any part of creation, where do you go? If you go to man, they will help you to their level. And when you appreciate the level so much that you want to rise beyond them, envy and jealousy, they become counterproductive. That's number one for me today. I can give you more. Let me just read the scripture. This is another approach. Look at Hebrews. Can I give it to them? 1:10-12. It says, you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Can you see creation again? They will perish, but you remain. And they will all grow old like garment. Like a cloak, you will fold them up. And they will be changed. But you are the same. And your years will not fail. Can you see at different times, as people began to have a revelation, things change? People say they don't know who wrote the book of Hebrews. That's all right. But I think it's Paul. But if it's not Paul, this person got what we are talking about today. Hallelujah. Having said that, let me go back and pick, I think, the second part of John 1:1. It says, all things were made by him. That got me. All things. Hello? Hello, multi-trillionaire. Nobody like you in the world. God bless you. You were made. Hey, so 50 years ago, you are not the one. Probably some 30 years ago, you are not the one. I can assure you that some 50 years to come, you will not be the one. If you are still alive. That's if you are still alive. Oh, to eat yesterday. Ah, But for God, that just one woman that threw some bread away, he didn't know. That was what we went to pick and eat. I can see you are grateful to God. But for goodness sake, why would you ever think that's how your life will end? If you are in this place some 2 weeks ago and God didn't come through at any time, you'll be dead. That you're alive! Don't you think you can turn to this God and trust him? The one that made everything, including your pre-creation. You see what you mean? The times you were not yet born, he had it. The times you'll be gone, he has it already. So what makes you think it's not? I picked this from someone making a comment. Glory be to God in the highest. Anybody bragging over your life, anybody to try to brag over life, he's dead. In the name of Jesus. You say, why? Because of what I know. He's contending with God. Hallelujah. He says, yesterday is history that laid the foundation of continuous thanksgiving. And that's why my life is a thankful life. In spite of what you've gained and what you've lost, you're alive. History. Tomorrow is a mystery. With man, not with God. And your mystery with God is a good one. You say, why? I'll show you in a minute. What about your today? It's a gift. It's a gift. Don't waste it. Don't waste it. Hallelujah. So, concluding this area that I'm looking at, introduction and creation, as it were. So the fact that man fell, God didn't plan it. From what we've seen, he created you for the purpose. And we saw it in the story of creation. Why did he create you? Come on, talk to me. Why did he create me? For his worship, for his glory. But if we go by the context, he created us to have dominion. To rule. And I'm putting to you in the name of, I'm confident, whatever is reigning over you from today, you begin to revive. In the name of Jesus, you are created for dominion. You are created to represent him here. Simply put. In other words, Moses that wrote it. I hear you. Why wasn't you that wrote it? So, why using your brain that God gives you to attack God? Somebody must write it. Inspired. How? By God. How? Holy Spirit. Somebody say hallelujah. So you are created for victory. You are created for dominion. And that was what was attacked. And why will he say have dominion? Because there will be reason to exercise dominion on earth. Why? Because there will be things on earth that will want to subdue you. Why? I'm going to read the Revelations. I read it. And I read the commentary of Jack A. Ford. God bless him. He said, by the time they cast him and one third of the angels down to earth, when he was rebellious and he was envious and jealous. Jealousy. Envy. When they cast him out, they said, woe to you inhabitants of the earth. Because the devil, Satan, has been cast down to you with all his wrath. And then now creates man and say, go and exercise authority there for me. Wow. You know what Jack Taylor said? He said he created war. You dare challenge me? Okay, someone else that will put you in your place. That's what God did. And you now think the devil will leave you alone? That's why the thief comes not, but to kill, to steal, to destroy. So I've said all this to say that he created you for dominion. So that's taking me to the next level of the next thing I want to stress. He created you for blessing. Why would he just create you? The last of all of his creation. And says, you are the head. What did you do to merit it? Grace. And let me say this. Where people have never trodden, where they don't think it's possible, grace is taking you through. In the name of Jesus. Come on, shout it, man. Strange breakthroughs. Strange victories. Strange promotions. Strange increase. Strange deliverances. Come and say hallelujah. Hey! We are just talking God. That's why we are here. It's not like we have nothing to do. But this is very important to us. This is priority. And giving him 2-3 hours on a Sunday morning, it's not too much. Come on. And you want him to give you everything forever? Or they won't change because of that? He created you to bless you. In Genesis, hallelujah, he says, I think 1:26, 1:27, 1:28. Then God said, let us make man in our image, divine essence. Let us make man in our image according to our likeness. God created to be like him. I see his new you. In the name of Jesus. The you that positionally you have been, but experientially it's been tough. Is. In the name of Jesus. You are a child of God. Watch this. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth. No, some of the earth. And over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Then God, I can't hear you now. If you want these blessings to begin to manifest all together in your life, you better say it. Say, then God bless me. I'm blessed. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Then God blessed them. Then God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Watch this. See what he did. He created. He gave them dominion over all these things, but they would never have been until he blessed them. What if you said, all these are mine, and you don't know you are blessed with it? How can I say, look, don't worry, I'll give you 10 million naira. He said, thank you. And you never ask. And I'm busy pulled here and there. And I don't remember. I never asked. You may never get it. But when you know it, you will focus. I mean, good day, sir. Yes, sir. How are you, sir? Yes, sir. I'm just checking on you, sir. How are you doing, sir? I say, why is this person? Yeah. If the man still wouldn't get it, what do you say? Sir, I don't know, sir. You from me? Oh! Do you know that's how we behave? Then we get to a place where, yeah, it is said, we quote it, but we don't expect it. Hey! I said, testimonies. Then God blessed them. You are created for blessings. Let me say, you are created for blessings. You are created for blessings. I am created for blessings. I am blessed. Don't let the devil push you and resign you to his own thinking and his own plans. Open your mouth and declare what God has said and doing. Hallelujah. Be fruitful. Multiply. Not get stolen from, not get killed, not get destroyed. That's the ministry of the devil. So some people get so close to you and all they want to do is to cut you down. Let them wear cross on their heads. They're devils. All they want to do is to cut you down, kill you, destroy you. They are devils. Don't mind all their clapping like, it's clear in the Bible. The thief never comes. Why will he want to be your friend? Just to reduce you and kill you. That's all. And and some of them will even pray the largest prayer. Nonsense. That's why we have to be with designer spirit. Someone shout hallelujah. Somebody say, I don't know what is happening to this man. Something good. Amen. Something wonderful. Amen. Something beautiful. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. The Holy Ghost is working. He's moving inside of us. He flows. Jesus said, out of your belly. Can I quickly make a statement here? You are created to house the Holy Ghost. He created you to live in you. So if you don't get this, what are you doing here? The created to be blessed. Ephesians 1:3. Shall we read together? Yeah. Who has blessed us with... No. He has blessed us with some. No, there are certain things he thinks that it doesn't happen. He created everything. He's blessed with everything. So why will you eliminate what God can do and what God cannot do? Why? Can't you see you have been limited to certain... corner by the devil and his lies. My father created everything. He created me to have dominion. He created me blessed with it. And now I'm being told that though we fell in the garden, restoring us, he said, every blessing is made available to me. Every blessing. Every blessing. Every. If anyone living can have it, I can have more. In the name of Jesus, except it's not part of my calling, so it won't be a distraction. Everything I need to be, all is called me, I will have it. And no devil, I say, in the name of Jesus, no devil, not their father, Lucifer. None. You say, why? He lives in me, the Holy Ghost. Is what I know. Who has blessed us? Come on, say, who has blessed me? He has blessed Taiwo, with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody shout amen. Amen. You know what that is still saying? He created me to live in me. That's why in Christ Jesus, glory be to God in the highest. So all things, including your pre-creation, your creation, everything, the things you are going through, where you think you have suffered, where you have suffered, where you think you can never make it again, where you... it's a matter of understanding and mindset. Hallelujah. We give him praise. I say we give him praise. We give him honor. Praise the Lord. So let me just a big leap. If he created everything, and there's God, Father, Son, Spirit, we don't need to go into details now. You know, in the chaos, they said the Spirit of God was moving. That's what we heard. No. In the beginning, God, so God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form. It was chaotic, a chaotic mess. And the Spirit of God was moving. How can you have Femi Mbigbope here and you say his spirit is not here? Or how can you have Ayo? He says Ayo, but she wasn't here. Ah. In the beginning, God. Only that it was in a form that nobody could see, because there was nobody created, nothing created that could even try to see. And it came into the mess created by the thrown away devil. And he spoke, "Let there be light." And there was light. And we were made to understand the Father plans. Jesus executes. The Holy Ghost manifests. He reveals it. And that's why the end of the action is always in you, through you, by you. He lives in you. You are more than you are ever thinking of yourself. The mindset you carry is the mindset of failure and lie and death that you've grown with over the years. Something is changing. Oh, Jesus. So is there a lack in your life? Is there something meditating against you? Against the reason for which you are here, the assignment of your life. Is something fighting you to the nail that you will not make it? Are you getting scared that you may not make it? Are you finally beginning to accept the lie of the devil that, well, this is what my life will be? I am here to say it is not. Everything changes on revelation. Everything of the Holy Spirit. Everything. Oof, I feel the fire. Everything. Yeah. So how do you do that? I'm just reminded of a scripture by Paul. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Said, "Be careful for nothing." When you know you are created to believe, to be the home of God, you are created for intimacy, you are created to be blessed, you are created with dominion, and something is strengthening you, threatening you. God says, "Take care of these cats and goats and this," and one of the goats, you do, and you are running. That's what we've been doing. Now you realize it. Then they go to run. He said, "Hey." Because now you know. And you know the authority behind you. You know the one inside of you. Hallelujah. He said, "Why are you saying inside of you?" Come on. Didn't Jesus say it himself? John 14:17. Say, "It shall be with you." Though it be with you, it shall be what? In you. So he said, "Be careful for nothing, but by what?" I can't hear you. So how do you access this position? How do you begin to manifest this grace? By what? So we can say anything we want to say about prayers. We can do, but if you don't know that prayer is your connector. Rather than lamenting, start praying. Not prayer of fear. It's prayer of, come on, faith. Prayer of, yes, this is what he says. Yes, this is what it is. This is who I am. Yes, prayers. Don't go the other way. Don't go south. Don't go left. Pray. Launch into it. Remind him. Command the stuff. Remind God his word. Tell the creature the word of God about it. And by prayer and supplication, with what? Why thanksgiving? Because you know why you are praying. I feel something now. Honestly, I felt a release. Somebody has been released. Yeah. Receive it in Jesus' name. Yeah. Glory be to God. I say, receive in Jesus' name. Ah. Yeah. Yeah. See, all these things. How do I take the first step in there again? Pray. Yeah. People don't like to pray. I want to talk prayer. We can teach prayers. A lot of prayers are fear. It is by faith. Hallelujah. It is by faith. It's there. I can see it. It's my prayer. Don't be afraid. Pray. Make your request unto God. And the peace of God that passes human understanding. Inexplainable peace. Where progress crystallizes. And prosperity of what you are looking for manifests through prayers. Hallelujah. Talking about faith, Mark 11:24, remember? Mark 11:24, and when you what? Yeah. Therefore, I say to you, mention your name, to Taiwo, whatever things you ask when you pray, do what? That's faith. That you what? Receive it. And what will happen? You will have them. It is by, it's a true prayer, and you pray by faith. Period. God does not lie. Jesus said it from his lips. Let God be to every man a liar. I feel the fire in my hand. Something is changing. Don't let the devil put fear to paralyze everything. The election, the this, I don't know. Declare. Get in there. No, remind yourself. Control the situation. One man, effectual fervent prayer of one righteous man. Do you know whether it's your prayers that God is waiting for? Hallelujah. One scripture there before I go. We have it in Matthew chapter 7, but I pick it from Luke 11, but I pick it towards the end. Say, if you who are wicked, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door, what? We are still talking prayers. How do you access these things? He says, how many of you, when you're tired, will ask for egg, you give what? Or ask for bread, you give what? Say, if you who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children. Come on. Are you making God your level? Or you are making yourself superior to God? How much will your Heavenly Father give you, or give what? Good things to those who ask him. Matthew. Check it in Luke 11. Say, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost? You think it's by mistake? It's by prayer. And how does the prayer bring it to be? God reveals everything by the Holy Spirit. When they are chatting, they are shaking, they don't know where to go, and they are looking up to God. It's the Holy Ghost that answers. Someone say, Holy Ghost! I can hear you. I can hear you. Say, help me. Say, flow through me. Yes. It's the Holy Ghost. It happened when they were threatened. It happened Paul and Silas. Go back to the Old Testament. Jehoshaphat. It happened. It's only because that manifests, that reveals what we're looking for. They were looking for victory. Holy Ghost. Bam! And when it comes, he'll bring you what you're looking for, exactly what you wanted. Pray by faith. Holy Ghost. Some things are shifting. Amen. For me. I'm not the one the devil was talking about when I was coming in. I'm different. I feel the fire. Glory be to God in the highest. Those who know you, used to know you, say, ah, is he the same one? And at that point, you shake their hands and say, let me show you. You're a witness. They too will become like you. Holy Holy Ghost. Someone shout, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Let no day pass without you communicating with the Holy Spirit. I'm not joking, no. He is God here. He is God in you. Our Father in heaven, come. I hear you. But your Father in heaven is inside of you right now. It's there. That knowledge alone is victory. Yeah. Can you see where we're going? I think I should stop. Let me give one more scripture. Paul says, since the day I heard that you received Christ, the Holy Ghost is in you now. You may not know. For you to feel the way you feel, to wait for you to say what you're saying, have changed. He's there. But we need to let you know that he's there. See, I hear what he said. Say, I cease not, or we cease not to pray to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom all the families in heaven are mentioned, that he will grant unto you the Spirit, the Spirit, the Spirit, the Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, so you can know what you have. The Spirit of wisdom and revelation. That what will happen? In the knowledge of him, so you can know him. And then he said quite a lot, that he will grant you to be empowered with might. See what he's praying for in chapter 3. He will grant you to be empowered with might by, can you see his priority? By his Spirit. I want you to settle with this now, so that you don't go on a safari wasting your time. If God has dealt you this way, then that you'll be strengthened, you'll be empowered, you'll be enabled by the Holy, according to his riches in glory. No limitation. To the extent that you begin to realize this and become hungry. The hungrier you are, the more you get. The hungrier you are. Ha, ha, ha. Hey, 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 ha, ha, ha. Hey! No competition. It's how hungry you may be. No show off. It's how hungry you want to be. Send with might in your inner man. See, by his Spirit in your inner man. Two. His Holy Spirit in your inner man. That's in your spirit being. In your own spirit, which hitherto was dead, had no room. But now regenerated by the same Holy Spirit, let that Holy Spirit now quicken you. Let that Holy Spirit now strengthen you by his. Why? So that you may what? Strengthen you with might through his Spirit in the inner man. That. So the first thing is going to make you realize that it's not just sitting right out of God in heaven alone anymore. It's right there in your heart. The same God, the same Jesus, they are in your heart, in the Spirit. They're heaven, but they're in your heart. So you can. Yeah. Dwell in your heart by faith. That you be what? All this one that you are. I'm sure. Why should you be doing it? That's the devil. You see, just ease off. You are rejoicing with all those who are rejoicing. You are helping those who are struggling. You have too much to give. What you are getting is happening to riches in glory. It's inexhaustible. That Christ will do in your heart by faith, through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend. That's the problem. The problem is that people cannot comprehend with all things. What is the width, the depth, the dimensions of the love of God? Yeah, go ahead. And to know the love of Christ that passes what? That you may what? That you may be what? With some of the fullness of God? No, maybe it's not possible. Maybe it's a lie. You can be filled with all his love, his peace, his gentleness, his grace, his deliverance. Whoa, I feel the fire in my ears. Through the Spirit. everything God has done, you only appropriate by the Spirit. All the fullness of God. Yeah. Now, come on, help me as I stop here. Now to him. Hey! What I'm thinking, is it possible? It's not. He will do more than he's able. There's a revelation now, you know. You know. They say, ha ha. You are like, ha 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 ha. You know. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above what? What will ever ask? Because if you don't think, you don't ask it. There's this up there. How? According to the, which power? The power from above? The power where? The power that works where? How can you be carrying him and you are carrying him? The Holy Ghost! This is what I've come to tell you today. You can get it now. Get up. How? Pray. I'm not going to tell you how to pray. I don't get to our fervent. Because the effectual fervent prayer for the righteous man. Wait. If you are not hungry, you don't get it. Are you shocked? If you are not hungry, you don't get it. I just have one word for every distraction. Every unrepentant distraction. From today, every killer, every covenanted agent of the devil to distract you, I wield the authority that God has given me in the dominion he has given me, and in agreement with you, I still let them be fed with their own flesh in the name of Jesus. Every unrepentant agent of the devil to afflict you, sickness, fear, worry, lack, shame, I say back to sender 7 times. In the name of Jesus. I declare, Jesus has pulled you out of this horrible clay, the horrible pit. He has steadied your feet on the solid ground to stand, establishing your going in the name of Jesus. He's put a new song in your mouth, the high praises of our God. You will turn around, they will hear of him. Everything you see will be a witness of him. The Holy Ghost will announce his arrival. People will hear and fear our God. And they put their trust in his name. As you live this week, you are blessed. In the name of Jesus. I said the lies will fall for you in pleasant places. You see, because he dwells in your heart, you will never, never be afraid again in Jesus' name. He himself said, out of your belly shall flow. It will be continuous flow. It will flow in the night. Flow in the day. Flow when you are awake. It will flow into your health, your finances, your relationships, your work with the Master. Holy Ghost! Everywhere you go, in the name of Jesus, your testimonies abound. You are an unusual witness for Jesus, an ambassador of the kingdom of God. It is well with you. In Jesus' name. Come on, somebody rejoice. We didn't do anything new. We quoted common scriptures. That's what we did. Just allow the Holy Ghost to do it. Things that are ordinary, you will see celebration in your lives. in the name of Jesus. We give him praise. I'm waiting for your testimonies. The devil has made a mistake. They had they known, they would never have crucified the King of Glory. All things are working for our good. Hallelujah. I'm waiting for your testimonies. I hear the Lord say to me, say, tell them, expect. He first said to me, say, if there's nobody on your side, but you know Jesus is there, you can't see anyone, but you know the Holy Ghost is there. Say, you have everyone. So don't let the mindset of nobody, nobody, that's the devil's lie. The most nobody will turn out being the most somebody. He's God. He said it. He said, tell them, if you have nobody on your side and you know that the Holy Ghost is there, you have everybody. And then he said, tell them, expect. Amen. I am full of expectations. And I'm grateful. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. Every step you take out of this place, step of victory. In the name of Jesus. Because you are completing him who is the head of all principalities and powers. Every meeting you attend this week or this month, they will see the wisdom of God. In the name of Jesus, every word you utter will glorify God. In the name of Jesus, you say, why? Because it is your shield. He's your glory. The lifter of your heads. And that's why ordinary situations will result in big progress for you. Spiritually. Emotionally. Physically. In the name of Jesus. It is well with you. I heard him say, I want to do wonders with you. Just tell him I'm available, Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. No more crying.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Founding of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries of Town Planning Way in Lupeju, Lagos. P.O. Box 698, Shemolu, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you and God bless you.